7,000 envelopes come in.
当7000个信封进来的时候
，He said you will have the 7 million.
你会有700万。
He says, but you must follow the wind of the Spirit across the country.
但是你必须跟着风的运行而走。
But let me show you how God works.
让我跟你讲神怎么作为。
So I began to travel with my family.
所以我开始跟我们全家旅行。
And it took almost a year.
花了几乎一年的时间。
To pay the bills off.
把这个账还清。
That means I would speak at a church.
那我就在很多教会讲
道。And the offering would go not to do anything in the ministry.
所有进来的奉献。
But to pay back bills.
都不是为服侍，而是付过去欠的债。
And it was difficult.
非常的困难
because you want to go ahead with the ministry,
因为你想往前走啊
You don't want to pay for back bills.
你不要把过去只是只还过去的债而已
But I knew that I had to do it.
但是我知道我必须得这样做
But suddenly God began to show me something.
但突然神向我启示一件事
Because at first a lot of people complained.
因为刚开始很多人抱怨
And they said, oh, these people, they owe all this money.
哦，他们就说你看这些人欠那么多钱
But slowly we began to pay them off.
但是慢慢我们就还清债
Slowly we paid them off.
我们把付清了
And then I remembered what God told me.
然后我突然想起来神告诉我的一句话。
He said, I will give you $7 million.
他说我要给你700万。
With no strings attached.
是完全没有条件的。
And as a result of your integrity,
因为要
more funding will come.
因为你是有信誉的人，所以以后的钱会进来的更多。
Suddenly, I saw God's plan.
突然我看见神的计划。
It was like the way of the eagle in the air.
好像老鹰在空中一样。
By Him putting me in great debt.
他把我放到负债的地步。
He was giving me a chance to show integrity.
他让我来证明我是有名誉的人。
By paying off the bills.
我能够付清这个欠债。
Pastor Ernest Chan sat in many long meetings.
陈牧师在许多的长的聚会里面。
As we tried to work through each one of these bills.
我们一个一个在付这个款。
Some of you here.
有的人在我们当中。
May be in a difficult situation.
你可能在非常困难的情况里面。
And you say, why am I here?
你说为什么我在这个情况里面
？Why didn't my ministry start out and go easy？
为什么我的服事开始是这么的不容易
？And you don't understand that God sometimes chooses violence。
你不知道神有的时候是用剧烈的方法。
Because He's trying to build integrity in you。
因为神要让你的里面有一个性格是有名誉。
Oh, now most of the bills are paid。
是正直的。现在我们所有的账都还清了。
And it's much easy for us now。
现在我们比较容易了。
And we're back under construction。
我们又重新开始建造。
And we're going ahead。
我们在往前走。
But as a result of that。
但是结果是这样。
God has built us friends.
神在我们中间开始给
我
们力量
integrity.
给我非常强烈正直的心
That is the way of the eagle.
那就是鹰的道
God wants to build integrity in your ministry.
神要在你的服事中建立名誉
So some of you have a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人有一个圣灵来的启示
And you're saying, oh, I will go back home.
你说哦，我要回家了
And everybody will just become like me.
每个人就会变成像我一样
No.
不会的
He will test you.
神要试验你。
He will test you.
神要试验你。
He might even bring you into violence.
神甚至把你带到一个非常激烈的情况里面。
But he is going to give you a chance.
但神要给你一个机会。
To build integrity.
能够建造你正直的
信心。So what do you do if your pastor disagrees?
那如果你的牧师不赞成你呢
？And says, "Don't you ever talk about speaking in tongues."
你不要跟我讲方言的事。
Never again.
不准再讲了。
Then you must do like I did.
那你必须像我一样。
And humble yourself.
谦卑下来。
And say yes, Pastor.
跟牧师说是的，牧师。
I love you, Pastor.
我爱你，牧师。
I pray for you.
我为你祷告。
But you will not rebel.
但是你不要背叛他。
But instead, as you allow the violence to occur.
但你要允许这个激烈的环境要发生。
You will suddenly discover.
你会突然发现。
That this is not your ministry.
你不是你的侍奉。
Belongs to Him.
侍奉属于耶和华。
Do you know what I discovered about our television ministry?
你知道我对我电视的服事发现什么事吗
？It's not mine.
这不是我的。
He wants it to happen.
是神要发使它发生。
All I had to do.
我唯一要做的。
Was just walk the walk.
就是跟神一起走。
And he took care of the bills.
神会照顾付款的事。
And he took care of all the problems.
神会照顾所有的困难。
And he has all the wealth in the world.
他是拥有全世界的富有。
All of it was in his hands.
全世界都在他的手中。
All he wanted me to do.
他唯一要我做的。
Was to humble myself.
就是谦卑我自己。
And admit the responsibility.
承认我有得的责任。
And learn integrity.
然后我的建立我的信誉。
So I ask you this morning.
所以我请求你。
Will you go the way of the eagle?
走鹰的。
The way of the serpent on the rock.
走蛇的道路。
The way of the ship in the sea.
走船的道路。
The way of a man with a maid.
好像男人跟女人交合一样。
This is how God will birth great things in your ministry.
这是神怎么样产生一个新的服事的方法。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
我们谢谢Richard 牧师，今天早上这一堂是我特别要求他讲的，因为我在台南听他讲，只有台语翻译。我说你今天讲，我们用国语翻译，因为太好。
We heard the message in Tainan, Taiwan, and at that time was translated into Taiwanese. I feel it was a great sermon, so we asked him to do it again this morning.
这个很奇妙，有时候他在飞机上忽然间得了一个灵感。有一次他就走 cross the aisle 过来，就在前面，他说我现在神就给我一个信息。他每一次讲的常常都是新鲜的信息。
It's very, very wonderful. Sometimes he got this revelation on the plane. He will walk across the aisle and share it with me. And many times he will share those anointed fresh messages from God.
但这一堂的信息我只听过一次，也是陈师傅最喜欢的一堂。
This is this message I heard once. This is my wife's favorite message.
我看我们讲到都没有讲过这一堂了。
Usually we don't talk about this passage.
And the secret of the eyes, what I appreciate.
And the secret of the, that's why I. 我非常的非常的宝贝这堂今天讲章。
所以我觉得这三堂早上的信息是实在是非常的宝贝。
I think those three messages Reverend Preacher shared with us are very very precious.
昨天我们收到的奉献，Richard 牧师说要交给爱学院做这个代祷的工作。
The contributions we received yesterday, Richard said that he wants us to channel that to the prayer work.
后来我经过祷告之后
，After some prayers,
我就从他那里接过来，然后我们从爱修院，我们就再奉献给他这一个特别的事工。
We received the money from him, but then in turn we turned the money back to him for his ministry.
因为我知道他们的账簿的情形。
Because I know their bookkeeping.
And 所以我觉得不错。他们这一年来，他们全家五个人，就是从西部到东部，从东部到南部，就是全家一年的时间不停都在外面。
Indeed, this past year, the whole family was on the road, five of them, for the whole year, from the west to the east, from the east to the south, traveling.
这70万的outstanding debt, 这个债务呢，现在已经还到差不多了。
Okay, the $700,000 debt has been almost paid in full.
所以现在还有差几万。
They are still short of a few $10,000.
那这个。所以我们这一万多块是会有一个，照我所知道，一个很特别比较紧急需要还清的。
We know that there's an urgent debt they have to pay off, so that's why we offer him this over $10,000 to him.
那假如各位弟兄姊妹你愿意成为这7000个中的一位。
Your brothers and sisters, you would like to become one of the 7,000.
那我相信神在这一个今年的这一个10月以前，他全部就能够 clear， 让他们在10月就开始能够很积极的能够做神要他做的事工。
I trust that all the debts will be paid in full before October, so that he can move on to really accomplish what God has entrusted him to do.
因为我很同意 Richard 所讲的。就是这个 integrity 这个所需要还清的，我们必须要还清，然后神的祝福才会源源不绝的来到。
Because I trust, I agree with what Richard said. We have to keep our integrity so that God's blessing will continue on.
那所以我们爱学院也尽力在这一方面来帮助他们。
So we at the Agape Renewal Center would like to try our best to help them.
那所以各位，假如你神给你有这样的负担
，So if you feel the burden, brothers and sisters,
你这一个等一会我们休息的时候，你可以到 Sandy， 就是 Richard 师母那里，你可以拿一张你今天或者回去祷告之后有神感造神的感动，你寄来给他们。我相信这一个前面这几个月。他们所剩下这一些的款项，I believe there are still outstanding about, I think the last time I read is still about 100,000. Yeah, 所以他必须要完全的还清，然后上帝的祝福才会来到。
他还欠差不多10万块钱。I believe that we have to pay in full before the full blessing of the Lord will come. We also pray that, you know, if you are so led, during the break time, you can go to Pastor Richard's wife, Sandy. Sandy, would you please stand? And get an envelope from her. And,
yes.
And, you know, prayfully consider contributing to her, the ministry, today or even after you go home. You can mail it to them.
那这个OK， 我想等一会我们要有一些书啊，要送给大家，请我们的同工把那些 soft cover 的小 booklet 小书就拿到下面，因为前后面这里恐怕会太挤了。Except the hard cover.
I ask the coworkers to move the pamphlets and soft cover books. 大家早。
So good to see all of you that came for 6 a.m. prayer this morning.
今天早上有的人六点钟起来跟我一起祷告，我赞美主。
And we had a good time, didn't we, praying?
我们有一段很美好的时光。
Hallelujah. I just want to remind you that I have these two books still. It's about all we have left. And if you'd like to get them, there's a special sale. Both of these books are just $20. They're normally $30. Hallelujah.
我们今天早上啊，还有少数的几本书剩下来，今天再给大家一个特价，两本书加起来20块钱，平常是30块钱。
And so this is your last chance. Hallelujah.
这是各位的最后一次机会。
Now, Sister Stella, check me on this one. See if this is okay. Is if you've already bought both of these books.And you would like to give one to your friend, I'm going to let you get one for free. So if you can, you know, if you'd like to give one to your friend, so, because I have some extra books, I don't want to take them back. And then if you buy two of these books, you can get a third one for free, okay? So we'll do a special deal today because I just don't want to haul them in the car. It probably costs as much gas to get them back there. Thank you.
如果你已经买过这两本书，想要送一本给你朋
友的话。Now is that fine, Sister Stella? Will that work?
陈师母是不是可以
？Wonderful. She said wonderful. Okay.
如果说你已经买过这两本书，想送一本给你朋友的话。
She's like my second mother, and she keeps me in line here.
所以买两本可以，第三本免费，你可以送给你朋友。
Praise God! I love her and Pastor Chan very, very much.
陈师母像我的第二个母亲一样。
And they have this American son here who is a real radical, and they have to.Kind of guide me.
他们有这样一个儿子，是一个很激进派的儿子，他们经常引导我。
If I did what I wanted to do, I would make you all get up at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
如果是我的话，我会让你们每个人明天早上4点钟跟我一起起来。
But they understand. They say, no, no, no. They need to sleep.
但是陈师母跟牧师都说让你们睡觉，没有关系。
Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Stella asked me to preach. Sister Stella Chan. She asked me to preach this sermon.
陈师母请我来讲一篇道。
Because this was a sermon that the Lord gave me when I was in Taiwan.
因为这篇道是我在台湾的时候主赐给我的。
For the dedication of a prayer house.
是为了要一个祷告中心的一个奉献的事情。
And since the sermon has become very famous for some reason.
不知道为什么原因，这篇讲章变成非常出名的一篇讲章。
And as I was praying, I agreed with her that that I believe the sermon would fit perfect with the other two sermons that I preached.
当我祷告寻求的时候，我的确觉得这篇讲道可能是跟我前面两篇非常吻合的一篇讲章。
The first night we talked about what? The snow.
你记不记得第一天我们讲到下雪
？And the importance of storing up prayer.
在祷告里面储存起来是多么的重要。
Then yesterday, what did we talk about?
昨天我们谈到什么
？Boldness, yes. I thought you were saying it in Chinese. How do you say it in Chinese?
勇敢。
勇敢 ，okay. 勇敢。
勇敢。
No, you should say 勇敢。
勇敢。
勇敢。Yes. Okay. Great. Great. We're getting somewhere here.
Chinese teacher, you know.
Chinese teaching, amen. So we need that boldness, that boldness in the Lord.
So 我们需要在主里面的勇敢。
But now we're going to talk about a very heavy subject.
但是我们现在要讲一个非常严肃的一个题目。
And this is for mature Christians.
这个是给成熟基督徒听的。
Because I'm going to speak about how God births ministries.
我要谈到主怎么样开始一个侍奉。
And I'm going to take my text from Proverbs, the 30th chapter.
我要从箴言第三十章来取材。
The 18th and the 19th verse.
十八跟十九节。
And here Solomon is questioning.
这边所罗门在问一个问题。
And he asks a profound question.
他问了一件很测不透的问题。
He says, there are three things that are too wonderful for me.
他说我所测不透的奇妙有三种。
Yes, four that I do not understand.
连我所不知道的共有四样。
The way of the eagle in the air.
就是鹰在空中飞的道。
The way of the serpent upon the rock.
蛇在磐石上所爬的道。
The way of a ship in the midst of the sea.
船在海中行的道。
The way of a man with a virgin.
男与女交合的道。
Now I must tell you that every Old Testament scripture
我必须告诉你们圣经旧约的每一句话
has a New Testament counterpart
在新约里面都有相呼应的
The New Testament is a fulfillment of the Old Testament
新约是应验旧约的话
And as I was praying, the Lord showed me
当我在祷告的时候神向我启示
He showed me the wisdom that Solomon was seeking after
神向我启示所罗门王所寻求的智慧是什么
And what Solomon was really questioning here For notice, Solomon says there are three things that are too wonderful for me.
请注意，所罗门说我所测不透的奇妙有三种。
Now this word wonderful.
这个奇妙这个字。
It means perplexing.
意思就是说让我测不透的。
It means beauty is so complex.
非常的美丽，但是非常的复杂。
That is, it is hard for him to grasp.
对他来讲不能够测透。
But yet he says I can reach out and barely understand it.
但是他说我实在怎么样探讨都探讨不出来。
What it means is this wonderful is almost beyond my understanding.
这样的奇妙是完全超过我能够明白的。
But yet if I reach hard enough, I can grasp a hold of it.
然而我如果再深入探测的话，或许我可以揣摩而得。
Solomon says, yea, a fourth thing.
但所罗门说，但是还有第四件事。
That I do not understand.
我所不知道的。
So he says there are three things.
他说有三件事情。
That are too wonderful for me.
太奇妙，以致我不明白。
But a fourth thing.
但是有四件事情。
Is so glorious.
是这样的荣耀。
It is so miraculous.
是这样的奇妙。
That I cannot understand it.
是我不能明白的。
Because it changes my understanding of the other three.
因为它改变了我对其他三件事情的认识。
So let us take for a moment.
所以请我们花点时间。
And let us look at the wise man Solomon.
来看看这位智慧的王所罗门。
And look at what he was viewing.
看看他在看到是什么。
The first thing he said.
第一件事情他说的是。
Was the way of the eagle in the air.
是鹰在空中。
The way of a serpent upon a rock.
是蛇在磐石中爬的道。
The way of a ship in the midst of the sea.
是船在海中行的道。
What is it about these three things?
这三件事有什么特别的呢？
That they hold in common.
他们有什么共同点呢？
What is it about these three things that are the same?
这三件事有什么相合的地方呢？
But suddenly, as I was reading the scripture,
突然在我读这段经文的时候，
I thought about a statement that Jesus made.
我突然想到耶稣基督讲过的一句话。
When Jesus was speaking to the woman at the well,
当耶稣对妇人在井边谈话的时候，
He said these words.
他说这样。
He said, "For the wind blows where it will."
他说随风随的意思吹。
And thou hearest the sound thereof.
只听见风的响声。
But you know not whence it came,
却不知道风从哪里来,
or whither it goeth.
也不知道风到哪里去。
And he said, "This is the way of those that are born of the Spirit."
他说从圣灵生的也是如此。
So Jesus was teaching his disciples.
所以耶稣是这样教导他的门徒。
And he said that the way of the Holy Spirit is.
他说圣灵的工作是如此。
That you do not know where it came from.
你不知道它从哪里来。
And you do not know where it's going.
你不知道它到哪里去。
And then suddenly I thought about Solomon.
突然我就想到所罗门。
And listen what he said.
请听他怎么说。
He said the way of the eagle in the air.
他说空中的鹰飞行的道。
For you see, an eagle in the air follows no pathway.
因为老鹰在空中并没有一定的飞程。
And it leaves. No trail.
他也留不下痕迹。
And Jesus said, "This is the way of the Holy Spirit."
耶稣说，圣灵工作也是。
The Holy Spirit follows no pathway.
圣灵的工作，你查不出他的踪迹。
And it leaves no trail behind.
他也留不下踪迹。
So it is the way of the serpent upon a rock.
蛇在磐石的道也是如此。
That when a serpent climbs into a rock,
当蛇爬上岩石的时候，
it follows no pathway.
它没有一个去一定的路程。
And it leaves no trail behind.
它后面也没有留下足迹。
And Jesus said, "This is the way of the Spirit."
耶稣说，圣灵的工作就是这样。
So it is for a ship that sails in the sea.
在船和海中行走也是如此。
The ship follows no pathway.
船没有留下一定的路程。
And it leaves no trail behind.
它后面也没有留下痕迹。
This, Solomon said, is the way of the Holy Spirit.
所罗门说这就是圣灵工作的方式。
And this is why it confuses many of us that follow the Spirit.
因此很多人跟随圣灵的时候就搞不清楚。
It's because we say, God, what are you going to do tomorrow?
我们就问神说主啊你明天要做什么
How are you going to lead our church tomorrow?
你怎么样带领我们教会往前去
My church is very conservative.
我的教会是非常保守的。
And I don't understand what they're going to say about the move of the Holy Spirit.
而且我不明白圣灵要怎么工作。
And many of you have come to me.
你们很多人到我面前来。
And you have said, Richard, tell me what will happen when I go back to my church.
所以他说我回教会怎么办呢
And I say, you don't know the way of the Spirit.
我就跟他说你不明白圣灵的作为。
The Spirit follows no pathway.
圣灵的路你找不出痕迹。
He will not tell you where he is going.
他不告诉你他到哪里去。
Instead, you only know where he is.
你只知道他在哪里。
You only know what he is doing now.
你只知道他现在在做什么。
But you do not know the direction he is going.
但是你不知道他引导的道路到哪里去。
So is the way of the Spirit.
圣灵就是这样工作。
And others would say, "Oh, but tell me what has happened to you, and I will follow your trail."
人家就说，那告诉我圣灵怎么在你身上工作，我也可以跟随。
But the Holy Spirit leaves no trail behind.
但是圣灵不留下痕迹。
The Holy Spirit does not leave a pathway for others to follow.
他不会让别人让你走同样的路。
Instead, he says, "You must find your own pathway."
他对你说，你要寻找自己的那个道路。
You must find your own trail.
你要找到你自己的。
And you say, "But how do I go? How do I follow?"
你说，那我怎么走呢？我怎么跟随呢？
And you only know.
他说你只知道
where the Holy Spirit moves as He moves today.
就像圣灵现在在怎么工作。
This is why I tell Christians you must pray every day.
这就是我为什么对基督徒说你必须每天祷告。
Every day you must seek Him.
你每天必须寻求他。
Because His way is like the eagle in the air.
因为他的道路像鹰在空中飞行一样。
His way is like the serpent upon the rock.
他的道路像蛇在海中的
龙。His way is like the ship upon the sea.
像船在海中行走。
And Solomon looked at this and said, "This is too wonderful."
扫罗门看到这个，他说这实在太。
Yet I can understand it.
但是我可以明白。
And most of you can understand what the Lord is saying.
大多数的人可以知道神在说什么。
Many of you have asked me questions, and you have asked Brad Long questions.
很多人你们问我跟罗牧师问题。
And you have said, "Tell me how to do it."
说教导我怎么做。
And many times we've had to answer, "You must follow the Holy Spirit."
很多时候我们的答案是你必须跟随圣灵。
Because he follows no trail.
因为圣灵的路是捉摸不定的。
And he leaves no trail.
他后面也没有留下痕迹。
But you only know where the Holy Spirit is today.
但是你知道圣灵今天在哪里。
And Solomon said, "This is too wonderful."
所罗门说这是太奇妙的事情。
Oh, but Solomon went on further.
但是所罗门继续地说下去。
And he said, "But there is a fourth thing."
哦，他说还有第四件事。
That I cannot understand.
是我不明白的。
That it is beyond my understanding.
是我完全不能了解的。
In other words, when we look at the fourth thing,
换句话说，当我们看到第四件事情的时候，
it changes the calculation of the three.
他把这前面三件事情全部都再重新看过。
It brings the revelation into a deeper level.
他把这个启示能够更深的。
And so now we will journey into the fourth.
所以我们跟他一起来看看第四样是什么。
And he said, "The way of a man with a virgin."
他说男女交合。
Oh, now we must go deeper.
我们现在必须要晋升了。
Because he is talking about birth.
因为他在讲生产的事情。
About birthing a new generation.
讲到产生一个新的一代的事情。
About birthing a new ministry.
讲到生产一个新的服事。
About birthing a new prayer life.
是生出一个新的祷告生活。
About birthing people into the Holy Spirit.
是把人从圣灵里面重生出来。
The way of a man with a virgin.
一个男女交合之道。
You see,When a man marries a woman,
你知道当一个男人跟一个女人结婚的时候
he does leave a trail.
他留下痕迹
he leaves a generation behind.
他把一个后代能够伸延出来
he leaves children behind.
他生出孩子来
and so it is what Jesus said in the New Testament.
耶稣在新约也曾经说过
he said, "For the wind blows where it wills."
他说风随着自己的意思吹
and thou hearest the sound thereof.
你听见风的响声
but you know not whence it came.
你却不知道他从哪里来。
So is everyone who is born of the wind of the Spirit.
凡从圣灵的风生出来的也是如此。
So this New Testament truth,
所以新约的真理
is talking about the birth of the Spirit.
就是讲到圣灵生产出来。
And so now we must look at the other three.
所以我们要重新看看这前面的三样。
We must look at the ship in the midst of the sea.
我们必须看到船在海中行走。
And the serpent upon the rock.
蛇在岩石中爬。
And the way of the eagle in the air.
鹰在天上飞。
And say, what is it about the birthing process?
我们就来看看生产的过程是什么。
That changes and deepens the revelation.
可以把我们的启示加深的了解。
What is the word of God trying to show us?
神的话到底对我们说什么？
About birthing new ministries.
对于生产一个新的服事怎么开始？
About birthing your church.
怎么样生出一个新的
教会来？ About moving your ministry into a new revelation.
怎么样把你的服事生出一个新的方向？
Well, we first will look at the way of the ship in the sea.
让我们先来看看船在海中走。
You see, the first voyage that a ship makes in the sea.
你知道第一个船它刚才 出航的时候
is called its maiden voyage.
叫做处女航。
But a maiden voyage is unusual.
处女航是非常特别的。
Many old seamen call it the shakedown cruise.
很多船上的人他们说这就是把它好像整个的翻一翻。
You would think when they built a new ship,
你想他们在盖一个造一个新的船的时候
they would take good care of it.
他们会好好照顾它。
And that when they put it into the sea,
当他把这个船放到海中的时候
they would get the gentlest captain.
他会给他一个最温和的
一个船长。And they would get the finest sailors.
这个最好的水手。
And they would treat all of the parts of the ship as gently as they could.
他们就非常的仔细的温柔的来对待这个船所有的。
Because it is a brand new ship.
因为它是全新的船。
But this is not the way.
但是这不是一个方法。
Of a ship on its maiden voyage.
但是处女航却不是这么温柔的。
Instead, they get a captain who is well seasoned.
他们给一个非常有经验的船长。
And they take the ship out into the deepest part of the sea.
他们把船带到水深之处。
And they turn the rudder as hard as it can go.
他们就不断的摇那个轮船。
And then they run the steam in the boilers up as high as it will go.
他们把蒸汽室的那个蒸汽不断的烧热。
And they run the steam until the rivets are just ready to burst.
不断的烧热到。
Until the fire is red, white hot.
直到那个火非常的热，非常的红。
And they watch the needles until everything is ready to explode.
他们看着那个指针，看着好像快要爆炸一样。
Why are they treating this new ship this way?
他们为什么把新船这样子对待呢？
Why are they testing it so great?
为什么把它这样试验呢？
Because from now on, every captain that sails on that ship.
因为从现在开始，每一个开这个船的船长。
They must know how much that ship can take.
他必须知道这个船能够承重到什么地步。
This is why when God comes to a church.
那为什么神到一个教会来的时候
？When the Holy Spirit moves into your church.
当圣灵在你教会运行的时候
，He will shake your church.
他把你教会整个
翻转。He will grab your church, and you will say, "Oh God, why is there so much trouble here?"
我们就说神啊，为什么有这么多的麻烦呢？
Because many other Christians will come to that church.
因为很多其他基督徒会到这个教会来。
There will be many young people from days to come.
很多将来有很多新的年轻人要进来。
That will sail in your ministry.
还要在你的服事里面一起来行走。
And every pastor must know how much that church can take.
每一个牧师都要知道你教会能够承受多少。
So God will test the church board.
所以神会试验你。
He will test the deacons.
他会试验执事。
He will test the pastor.
他会试验董事会跟牧师。
He will test the prayer warriors.
他会 test 他会。
He will test the Sunday school teacher.
祈祷的人他会。
He will test the translator.
他会试验那个翻译的人，主日学老师、执事、牧师跟董事会。
Because he is shaking down the church.
因为他把教会整个翻转过来。
And people say, oh, but Brother Richard, when the Holy Spirit comes, I hope it is very careful with our church.
所以说，理查弟兄，我希望圣灵来的时候，他对我们非常的小心，非常的细心。
And instead, the Holy Spirit comes and it shakes your church.
结果圣灵来把教会整个的震动起来。
And you say, why are we shaking so much?
你说主啊，为什么让我们把我们震动这么厉害？
Because this is the way of the ship on the sea.
因为船在海中就是这样子行走。
This is the way God births a new ministry.
神是这样子开始一个新的服事。
He does not go easy.
神对我们不是那么容易就放过的。
He must test you to the limit.
神要试验你，知道你的限制被写出来。
I have questioned why the Lord in birthing our television network.
我常常问神为什么我们开始
电视的联播。Why he has caused us to go through so many trials?
为什么他让我们经过那么多的试炼
？And so many testing.
那么多的考验。
And I said, Lord, please make it go easy.
我说主啊，求你让我们日子好过一点吧。
And he says nothing.
神什么都不说。
He doesn't even answer me.
神根本不回答我。
He doesn't even say, Oh, Richard, it's okay.
神根本连安慰都不安慰我。
No, but he continues to turn up the steam.
他继续把那个蒸汽加热。
And it gets hotter and hotter and hotter.
越来越热，越来越热。
And my needles are pegging.
我的那个指针就一直往上走，往上走。
I can't take it anymore.
我说神啊，我受不了了，我再也受不了了。
And the Lord says,
了。
Yes, you can.
神说是的，你还是可以再加热。
Yes, you can.
还可以加热。
And some of you are saying, "But Lord, we can't take it anymore."
有的人说，神呐，我受不了了。
We have a very conservative church.
我们教会很保守的。
We're very gentle Chinese people.
我们是非常的温和的中国人呐。
Please, Jesus, don't do it this way.
耶稣，请你不要再这样子做。
And he says, "But I must test you."
神说，我必须要试验你。
Because you have children.
因为你还有孩子。
And another generation.
还有下一代。
And they must know that their parents can take it.
下一代必须知道父母你可以承受得了。
This is the way of the birthing of the Spirit.
这就是圣灵怎么样开始一个新的服事。
Are you ready for the snake?
你要不要听蛇的事情呢？
For what about the serpent upon the rock?
你准备好听来蛇在磐石中的事吗？
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
The way of the serpent upon the rock.
神在磐石中所行的道。
For you see the serpent.
你看那个蛇是怎么样的？
Unlike all other animals.
它跟其他动物不一样。
For it to conceive.
要蛇来怀孕。
It must call upon a rock.
它必须要爬到树那个石磐石中。
And heat its body.
然后把身体弄暖和起来。
Until it is warm enough.
让身体暖和够了。
To reproduce and conceive.
才开始能够产生生殖的能力跟能够怀孕生产。
But the snake is a cold-blooded animal.
但是蛇是冷血动物。
And it has no ability to regulate its temperature.
它没有办法控制自己的体温。
And if it lays on the rock too long, it will burn and fry.
它如果在磐石上太久的话，它会热了，热起太热会烤焦。
So for the snake to give birth,
所以要蛇要怎么样生产呢？
It must become vulnerable under the light of the sun.
它必须在日光之下愿意变成软弱。
This is just like God does with us.
它必须愿意肯经过这个危险，神也是这样子对我们。
When he births a new ministry,
当神要开始一个新的服事的时候，
he causes us to expose ourselves to the light of the sun.
他让我们在日光之下敞开自己。
Every fault and every failure,
每一个失败，每一个错误，
is suddenly open for all to see.
突然就向全部的大家全部敞开。
He asks you to confess your weakness.
他要你向会众承认你的软弱。
This is how he births new ministries.
这是神怎么样生出新的服事的方法。
Not by you covering up your weakness.
不是要你把它隐藏起来。
But he has you open your weakness.
是把你的软弱敞开出来。
And you must live with an open face.
你必须要把一个脸敞开向
会众。Which means that you are willing to lose your face publicly.
意思在公众中你愿意失去你的面子。
But this is the way of the Spirit.
但这就是圣灵的方法。
9 years ago, I was ordained as a minister.
九年前，我被按立做牧师。
And at the same time, I became senior pastor of the church that I was raised in.
同时，我在这个教会成长，我也是在这教会变成主任牧师。
Nearly 10 years earlier.
在十年更早的十年前。
When I started to work at the church,
当我在教会开始服事的时候，
my first job at the church was to be a church janitor.
我在教会的服事是做教会的看守会场的。
And during that time,
在那个时段里面，
I acted improper with a lady in our church.
我在教会当中跟姐妹当中有一个不合适的举动。
We did not have a romantic relationship.
我们中间并没有发生什么样的肉体关系。
But I did something that a man of God should not do.
但是我做了一件不合神的仆人的体统的事情。
And it was very embarrassing.
非常的尴尬。
And I was called before the church board.
我对被教会的董事会叫到面前去。
And they severely corrected me.
他们严厉的指责我。
And put me under a year of punishment.
他们把我放到一年的处罚的里面。
And then the denomination corrected me.
然后那我所属的那个宗派他们纠正我。
And I had to appear before the denominational board.
我必须在我的宗派的那个委员会面前，
but
董事会
面前， nobody in our congregation knew about this.
但是我的会众没有一个人知道这件事情。
Only the board members knew.
只有董事会知道。
Well, now I was being installed as a senior pastor.
现在我被按立做主任牧师了。
And God began to speak to me.
神开始对我说话。
And he said, Richard.
他说理查。
He said, you have something in your closet.
你的衣橱里面有一些东西。
He says, I'm going to use you in a very great ministry.
我要大大的使用你在服事当中。
But he says, if you keep that in your closet,
但是如果你把它一直藏在你的柜子里面的话，
he said, someday,
有一天，
some man,
有一个人，
will try to use that failure,
会利用你那个失败，
to destroy your ministry,
来毁掉你的服事。
I said, well, what can I do?
我就说，那我怎么办呢？
He He said, like the serpent, you must crawl upon the rock.
他说像蛇要爬在石头上一样。
You must expose yourself before the church.
你必须在教会面前敞开自己。
I said, but Lord, if I tell them the truth, they won't want me to be their pastor.
我说主啊，我若对大众讲我的真实情况的话，他们不要我了。
If I tell them that I really am an ugly person, no one will want me to pastor them.
如果告诉他们我多丑恶的话，他们就不要我再做主任牧师了。
The Lord said,Everything that is done in secret shall be shared openly.
主说，凡是暗中所做的事，在光中要显明出来。
So it is better for you to share it.
所以你自己分享会更好一点。
Than for someone else to share it.
而不要别人帮你讲出来。
So that Sunday morning.
所以那天早上。
They ordained me, and the oil was still wet upon my head.
主日早上那个膏油还在我身上流的时候，当我们按手的时候。
And many of the very sophisticated ministers from my denomination were there.
有很多那些很老练的那些牧师都坐在那里。
And the congregation was there.
整个的会众站坐在那里。
And one of the denominational pastors.
有一个宗派的一个牧师。
He came to me.
他走到我面前。
And he smiled.
他对我微笑。
And he said, Richard.
他说李强。
He said, I want you to know,
我要你知道,
your secret is safe with me.
你的秘密在我这边非常的安全。
When he said that,
当他这样子说的时候,
I knew what he really meant.
我知道他真正的意思是什么。
He really meant, I have you in my back pocket.
他的意思就是说我把你放在我后面的口袋里面。
And if you ever mess up,
如果你做错事情的话,
I'm going to pull it out,
我马上就要把它拿亮出来,
and get you under control and destroy your ministry.
然后我可以控制你, 我要破坏掉你的服
事。 So when he said that, I knew what I had to do.
当他这样说的时候, 我就知道我必须做了。
So I got in front of the congregation,
所以我站在会众面前。
And I said, I must tell you the truth.
我必须告诉你们实情。
I'm an ugly man.
我是个很丑恶的人。
And there's a woman in this church,
在这教会当中有一个女人,
that I treated horribly.
我对她不起。
And I told them all the details of what has happened.
所以告诉他们所有的细节。
And then I even wrote the details in a book and published it.
我甚至把这个细节写在一本书上，把它
出版。 In case someone wasn't there in the service.
万一有人没听到这篇讲道的话。
But I'll never forget.
但是我永远不会忘记。
As I shared that story.
当我分享那个故事的时候。
Suddenly in the church.
突然在教会当中。
That denomination official.
那个宗派的那个领袖。
He shook his head.
他一不断的摇头。
Other people cringed.
其他的人都缩在那里。
But do you know what the congregation did?
你知道会众在做什么吗？
Yes.
他们就哇，好高兴呀，太好了。
Yes.
是的。
They said, finally, somebody is in the pulpit that's as bad as me.
终于有一个人在讲台上跟我一样糟糕了。
And the whole church stood up and started to clap. Yes.
所有教会的人都站起来拍手说，是的。
I said, do you want me to still be your pastor?
我就问他们说，你们还要我做你的牧师？
Please, please.
他说，拜托，拜托。
Somebody that's been a failure too, please pastor us.
太好了，你也失败过，请你做我们的牧师。
And because of that, we became so close.
因为那样子，我们的关系就非常的接近。
Because the people in the church knew me since I was just a 9-year-old boy.
因为从我九岁开始，他们就看着我长大。
And they knew I was a mess.
他们知道我是很糟糕的人。
And they were hoping that I wouldn't become some preacher that was all stuck up.
他们希望我不是那种很了不起、自以为了不起的那种传道人。
And they said, now that we know he's got a failure, we know he's our friend.
他们是说，现在我知道他失败过，所以他是我们的朋友了。
But you see, when the serpent crawls upon the rock,
可你知道当蛇爬上那个石头的时候
，when you are birthing a new ministry,
当你开始一个新的服事的时候
，you must become vulnerable.
你必须愿意把自己放在软弱的地位。
You can't regulate the temperature of the heat.
你不能够控制自己的体温。
There's no way that you can control the response of the people.
你没有办法控制会众的反应。
There's no way you can control the response of your family and friends.
你没有办法控制你的朋友跟家人。
When you confess your faults to others,
当你向大家承认你的错误的时候
，you become so weak.
你变成非常的软弱。
But this is how God births the ministry.
但正是神怎么样开始生出一个新的服事。
I have seen Christians that have tried to birth the ministry other ways.
我看过基督徒用其他的方法来生出新的服事。
And they've tried to be stubborn.
他们看起来好像很固执。
And they've tried to appear strong.
他们要看起来很刚强。
And all they do is cause trouble.
他们只有造成麻烦。
And they cause the church to split.
造成教会分裂。
And they cause division in the church.
他们在教会中造成纷争。
And people are hurt.
人就受了伤害。
And they are wounded.
他们就受伤。
And it takes years for them to heal.
要好多年才能恢复过来。
But if leadership.
但是一个领袖。
When they have a new revelation.
他若有新的启示。
If they will expose their faults.
如果他们愿意把自己的错误讲出来。
If they will come humbly.
他们若愿意谦卑下来。
Not coming like I've got the truth.
要跟人家说我有真理
and I'm right.
我是对的
and bless God, you better be like me.
赞美神你必须要像我
instead they must come humbly
他们应该其实要谦卑下来
say, yes, The Lord showed me a truth.
跟神说是的，神
向
神启示我真理，但是我可能错。
I'm not sure.
我不是很有把握。
I've made mistakes before.
我以前犯过错误。
Taste and see.
你们来试试看，尝尝看。
If the Holy Spirit is good,
如果圣灵是好的。
Then you should taste also.
那么你也应该尝尝。
If he's not good,
如果他不是好的。
Then maybe I shouldn't have any.
也许我就不应该有。
Do you know what happens to your church?
当你这样说的时候，你的教会会怎么样？
When they sense you in weakness,
他们感觉到你软弱的时候。
Then they sense the strength of Jesus.
他们就可以感觉到耶稣的能力。
Paul said, "When I am weak."
保罗说，什么时候我软弱了
？Then I am strong.
我就变成刚强。
Because in weakness,
因为在软弱当中
，you will bear children to the Lord.
你会为主生出孩子来。
In weakness, you will birth ministry.
在软弱当中，你会生出服事。
Many of you have come to this conference.
很多人到这个大会来。
And you've received a fresh revelation.
你得到新的启示。
Do not become arrogant.
不要变得很骄傲
because of this revelation.
不要因为这个启示而骄傲
Do not become proud.
不要变成很骄傲
But you need to be like the serpent.
你必须要像蛇一样
And crawl upon the rock.
爬到这个岩石上
And be exposed.
把自己敞开
And say, yes, I am weak.
跟神说是的
Try me, test me.
请你来试验我
And if you will,
如果你愿意这样做的话
you will find the greatness.And revelation will be birthed in your church.
你会发现神在你教会当中有伟大的新的启示
But it can only come through humility.
但是只有谦卑才能把它生出来
It cannot come through arrogance.
骄傲没有办法生出
I have seen many Christians.
我看到很多的基督徒
That God gave them the gift of tongues.
神给他们方言的恩赐
And they became so arrogant.
他们变成很骄傲
And so proud.
非常的得意
As if they were special.
好像他们很特别似的
And really, they just lowered themselves.
但是其实他们把自己贬低了
They became less than nothing.
他们变成几乎是一无所有
Because with them, new ministry stopped.
因为在他们身上新的服事停止了
Now I ask you.That if God has given you new revelation,
如果神给你一个新的看见
take it with humility,
请你用谦卑的心领受
and be willing to share your faults,
并且愿意向别人分享你的错误
I have many people come to me and ask me questions,
有许多人到我这边来问我问题
as if I have the answer,
好像我有答案似的
I don't,
其实我没有
He does,
神有。
I don't know what you do,
我不知道你的生活是什么样的
but Jesus does,
但是耶稣知道。
He's the best source of answers.
他是最好的答案的来源。
Because he makes his own pathway.
因为他自己定他的道路。
He makes his own trail.
他定他的脚踪。
And he will lead you from this conference.
他会从这个大会中继续引导你。
If you are willing to go like the serpent upon the rock.
如果你愿意像蛇在磐石上的话，这样子走的话，他会引导你。
I don't know if you're ready.
我不知道你是不是预备好自己了。
For the last one.
我下面要讲的话
which is the title of this sermon.
这个就是今天讲到的题目
The way of the eagle in the air.
鹰在空中飞行的道
Would you like to hear?
你要听吗
How God burst through the eagle.
神怎么样借着鹰伸出来
The eagle's courtship is like no other animal in God's kingdom.
老鹰他们结合的那道理跟其他的动物都不一样
For what happens is the female eagle.
那个母的鹰飞
Soars up into the sky at about 10,000 feet.
它在一万里上的天空上飞行。
Eagles are married for life.
老鹰他们结合是一生之久。
And they will stay married to the same eagle for the rest of their life.
他们会一直守着同一只的老鹰直到。
So it is so important their courtship.
所以他们的这个追求的过程就非常重要。
Because it only happens once in their life.
因为他们一生只发生一次。
But the female eagle soars beautifully in the sky.
那个母鹰非常的优雅的在天上飞行。
And suddenly she looks and she spies the male who is going to court her.
突然她看到那只想追求她的公鹰。
And the male eagle soars through the sky.
那公的老鹰也在天空上
飞行。And he looks at her.
她就往地上看。
And he says, "Wow, she's cute."
她突然说，哦，这只母鹰好漂亮，好可爱。
But she does not respond.
但是这个母鹰不回应。
Instead, she dies. dives like a bomber to the ground.
突然，她像一个炸弹一样往下直冲。
And she soars down to a riverbed.
她飞到一个河床旁边。
And there in a riverbed, her talons grab a small twig.
在这个那个河床旁边，她抓着一个小树枝。
And she grabs the twig and she flies up into the sky.
她抓着这小树枝就很快的往上飞。
About 5,000 feet in the air.
差不多五千尺高的地方。
And the male eagle is following her.
公鹰就紧紧的追着她。
On this chase.
一直去追着他。
And suddenly, when she reaches the top,
当那个母鹰飞到最高的地方的时候
，she drops the twig out of her claws.
她把树枝突然就放掉了。
And it falls towards the ground.
这个树枝就往地上。
And the male eagle looks at her.
公鹰就看着他。
And he looks at the twig.
他看着那个树枝。
He looks at her.
他看着他。
And he looks at the twig.
看着树枝。
And then he goes down after the twig.
那公鹰就很快的飞上去抓了那个树枝。
And before the twig hits the ground, he grabs the twig.
在树枝还没掉地上的时候，公鹰就抓了它。
And he carries it back up to her.
把它送到母鹰的面前。
But she's not interested. She dives down again.
那母鹰没有兴趣，她又往下飞。
And she grabs a larger stick.
她抓了一个更大的一个枝子。
And she drops it again.
她再把它丢下来。
And he chases the stick.
公鹰再去抓了这个树枝。
And then she grabs another one.
母鹰又抓了一个树枝。
And she drops it again.
她又把它放下来。
And she grabs a larger one.
然后她一直抓了更大的树枝。
And she drops it again.
她又把它放下来。
Until finally she goes to the riverbed.
直到最后她到河床旁边。
And she grabs a hold of a log.
她抓了一个大木头。
That is as heavy as her own body.
大木块跟她一样的重。
And her huge wings pull against the gravity.
她巨大的翅膀就不断地
飞上去。And she pulls that huge log into the sky.
抓了一个大树块往上飞。
And she flies about 300 feet.
她飞了差不多300尺高。
And the male eagle's looking at her and she's
那公鹰就近。公鹰就努力地跟着他。
No, don't drop it.
他想说，请你不要把这个树掉下来。
And suddenly she lets it go.
突然他放下来了。
And he goes, oh boy, women.
这个公鹰就说，哦，天哪，女人。
Dives after it.
然后他就往下飞。
As fast as he can.
尽快地往下飞。
And he grabs the log before it hits the ground.
他抓了那个树干。
But the weight is too heavy for him.
但是太重了。
And his wings are pounding.
他的那个翅膀不断地。
He's saying, you wait till we get married, woman.
他会说。你等着我们结婚之后，女人。
You got me into this mess.
你把我搞到这么惨的地步。
And his wings are pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding.
拼命的飞。
And finally, he breaks the pull of gravity.
终于他冲破地心引力。
And he begins to pull the log up.
他把那个树干给往上带。
And up.
上。
And up.
往上。
And she's looking at him.
那个母鹰就这样看着这个公鹰。
And she's saying.
他就看着他。
And she's counting the feet.
他就算有多少尺高了。
Until finally he gets up to 300 feet, the top of the treetops.
差不多了300尺高，跟树一样高的时候。
And then she goes, baby.
他就突然对那个公鹰就说，哦，我的宝贝。
I love you.
我爱你。
That's the way it happens.
事情就这样发生的。
But it's not over with yet.
但是还没有结束。
He drops the log.
这公鹰就把这个树
And now they begin their famous flying circle.
所以他们开始绕圈飞行，这是很出名的一段。
Into the sky. This takes a long time.
这花很长的一段时间。
As they circle together.
他们一起围绕着飞行。
Higher and higher.
越来越高。
For do you see why she did that?
你知道为什么母鹰这样做吗？
She was testing him.
她在试验这个公鹰。
Just as God tests you.
好像神在试验你一样。
You see, when her baby eaglets,
你知道当小鹰
are ready to fly,
要准备学习飞行的时候
she will take the babies,
母鹰会把小鹰抓着
and she will throw them out of the nest,
把他们从巢中丢出去
and that male eagle,
那个公鹰在那个时候
has got to follow those babies down,
必须要跟着这个小鹰飞下
去 because if they don't fly, he has to catch them.
万一小鹰还不飞的话，这个公鹰要把他们抓接住
and she says, I'm not going to give you my babies.
这个母鹰是说，我才不要把我的小鹰交给你。
Until you can handle a stick.
除非你能够处理这树枝。
And what Jesus is saying to you and I.
耶稣对你跟我怎么说话
？He's saying, I'm not going to give you true riches.
他说我不要给你真正的财宝。
Unless you are faithful in little.
除非你在小事上可以忠心。
And so the reason he tests you like he does.
所以神为什么要试验你
？Is because he is making sure you are ready to handle his new baby.
因为他要确定你能够预备好自己，能够照顾神的婴孩。
That's why he tests you and tests you.
所以他不断地试验你。
But now they are ready to conceive.
但现在他们可以准备要生产呢。
Higher and higher.
他们就越飞越高。
Until finally the eagles.
直到最后，终于。
Reach 10,000 feet.
他们飞到10,000尺高的地方。
At this moment,
they lock their talons together.
这个时候他们就把他们两个人结合在一起。
And they fold their wings in.
他们把他们的翅膀收起来。
And they begin a violent free fall.
他们就很激烈的这样子坠落下来。
It takes 5,000 feet for the eagle to conceive.
他们要五千尺掉下来的过程当中才会。
Through the sky.
他们在空中这样一直坠落这样下来五千尺。
If they did not go high enough in the sky.
如果他们走得不够高的话。
They will crash in the rocks below.
他们在地上就会在岩石中摔得粉碎。
This is why your prayer life must be deep in God.
这为什么你的祷告必须在神里面走得很深
？Because if you are to conceive a great vision in ministry,
因为如果你如果想得到对启示深的启示的话
，If you do not go high enough in the Holy Spirit,
如果你在圣灵中走得不够高的话
，If you do not go deep enough in your prayer life,
如果祷告不够深的话
，You will crush on the rocks below and die before you conceive.
你会在岩石中就已经摔得粉碎，还生不出孩子。
Because it takes 5,000 feet. For them to conceive,
因为他们要掉了五千尺才能够怀孕。
Solomon looked at this.
所罗门看着这个。
And he says, "I cannot understand."
哦，他说我不明白。
He said, "I don't understand."
他说我不明白。
Why you would do things in violence?
为什么你在这样子激烈的那个当中才能够生产？
Let me close with a personal story.
让我用一个个人的故事作为结束。
I told you 2 years ago.
两年，我告诉你两年前。
The Lord had told us to launch a television ministry.
神要我们开始一个电视的节目。
He told me.He said, "I will give you $7 million with no strings attached."
神说我要给你七百万块钱，没有条件的。
And then a few months later,
过了几个月之后
，a large company gave us the NBC television studios.
很大的公司给我们 NBC 的一个摄影棚。
For the price of $2 a year.
一年只要两块一块钱。
Excuse me, a dollar for 2 years.
A
dollar a year for 2 years.
一年一块钱，两年两块钱。
Where am I? So as we were looking at this miracle of the studio building,
当我们看到这个好像神迹一样赐给我们的摄影棚的时候
，a wealthy man in Texas called me up.
一个非常富有的德州人打电话给我。
And he said, Richard.
他说理查。
He says God told me to write you a check for $7 million.
神要我写一张七百万的支票给你。
I said, Are there any strings attached?
我说你有什么条件没有
？He said, No, no, no.
他说没有。
It's yours.
都是你的。
So he flew to San Francisco.
所以他飞到旧金山。
And he met with the construction people.
他就跟那个建筑的人谈。
He gave us a letter of intent.
他给我们一个他的愿意的。
And he says, "Go ahead and start the construction."
他说你开始建造吧。
And so I talked with our board.
所以我就跟我的董事会商量。
And I says, "Man, this is too good to be true."
我说这实在太好了，不大像真的。
They said, "Well, the Lord said you'd get $7 million, so this is it."
他们说神既然跟你这样说过，就一定是了。
So I said, "Well, let's go ahead and start construction."
他们说让我们开始建造吧。
And so we started construction on the studio.
开始建筑这个工作。
And I mean, we were going.
哦，我们就真的往前走了。
We had 70 contractors in the studio.
我们有70个工人来帮我们建造。
70 different contractors.
70个不同的建筑工人。
But then, it took a couple of months for the man to write the check.
但是这个人到两个月之后还写了个支票。
And finally, he did write the check.
终于他写了这个支票。
But he didn't write it for $7 million.
但他没有写七百万。
He wrote it for $14.2 million.
他写了14万。1400万。
He had written the check on Co-America Bank.
他写的是在一个银行1400万。
Out of Texas.
在德州的一个美国银行。
And so I was so happy.
我好高兴啊。
When I flew back from Texas.
当我从德州飞回来的时候。
I flew outside the plane.
我几乎在飞机外面跟着飞机飞回来的。
I was towing the whole plane behind me.
我真的是好高兴在飞机后面跟着飞。
I was so happy.
我太高兴了。
But when I went to the bank,
但是当我去银行的时候
the check bounced.
那个支票跳票了。
Our bank was Bank of America.
我的银行是美国通运银行。
And I became very popular at that bank.
我在那个银行里面就变成很出名的一个人。
We had already put done close to 700,000 in construction on the building.
我们的那个房子的钱都已经支付出去了。
Now our church owns an entire city block in San Francisco.
我们的教会整个一条街都是我们的。
Worth $3.5 million.
价值350万美金。
So it wasn't like, you know, we were bankrupt or something.
所以我们并没有破产。
But we had a big debt.
但是我们有很大，我们欠了很大一笔债务。
And come to find out, the man was a fraud.
后来发现这个人是骗我们的。
And his pastor didn't even know he was a fraud.
他的牧师都不知道他在骗我们。
But we love him. He's a sweet man.
但是我们还是很爱这个弟兄。
And we pray for him every day.
我们每天在为他祷告。
And so, suddenly, I was in a violent situation.
突然我在一个非常激烈的一个不好的情况里面。
Everybody was wanting money.
每个人都来跟我要钱。
Now, when you come into a violent situation,
当你到一个非常激烈一个不好的情况当中
if you listen to the Holy Spirit,
如果你好好听圣灵的声音
He will prepare you for that.
他会为你把你预备好
And God had prepared my wife and I.
神一直在预备我太太跟我的
You see, a year earlier,
你知道更早的一年的时候
the Lord spoke to us.
神对我们说话
And he says, I want you to sell your home and give the money to the ministry.
神说我要你把房子卖掉把钱奉献给那个服侍的机构
And so we did.
我们就这么做了。
And then he said, I want you to give away your furniture.
我要你把家具也送掉。
Then he said, I want you to give